Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 50 dead in shooting at gay club. A gunman behind the killing of 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early today has reportedly been identified as Omar Sadiqi Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. An FBI official said the attack, believed to be the worst mass shooting in the history of the United States, is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Police stormed the building, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing club goers trapped inside. 53 people were wounded. Orlando Police Chief John Mina told reporters about the police response.
Our SWAT officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is dead. He appeared to be carrying a rifle, an assault-type rifle, and a handgun, and had some type of device on him.
Orlando Police Chief Mina told reporters that the shootings are a tragedy not only for the city, but for the entire nation. Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, says a state of emergency has been declared.
You just can't imagine this would happen to our community, our state, or anywhere in our country. But for somebody to go in there and be an active shooter and take those men, that number of lives, any life, but that number of lives and injure that many people is clearly an act of terror.
President Barack Obama has been briefed by his counterterrorism and homeland security advisor and is asked to receive regular updates. A White House statement says the president ordered the federal government to provide investigators with any assistance necessary. It also said our thoughts and prayers are with the families and loved ones of the victims. If you would like more information on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.